Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Jesse Greer and Fred Rose, hear from Bob Pope, do some shepherding, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, I played Little Shepherd of My Dreams by Guy Lombardo and his orchestra with Guy's sister, Rose Marie Lombardo, as part of a Rose Marie set. Well, here's a set of some other rapidly rotating records about shepherds, beginning with Sam Lannon and his orchestra.
Thank you. the shepherd leads the sheep back home. Shepherd leads the sheep back home, and it's time to go to sleep back home. On the ship of dreams I sail for hours around the flowers and honeycomb, in a cottage by an old red mill. I see someone there who loves me still. 'Tis then my heart is saying, it's only fools who roam when the shepherd leads the sheep back home.
Paul Small, backed by Tom Gerron and his orchestra, May 11th, 1931, and When the Shepherd Leads the Sheep Back Home. Harry Warren composed the music, and Edgar Leslie wrote the lyrics to this 1931 song, but they also wrote a different version of the song in 1942 with the same title but different words and music. Bandleader Tom Gerron's real name was Tom Gerunovich, which he used for the first 6 months or so of the band's recording career. In the 1940s, Tom Gerunovich also owned the Bal Tabarin on Columbus Avenue in San Francisco, one of the city's most famous nightclubs. Before that, we heard Ben Selvin as Rudy Marlowe and his orchestra and the Shepherd's Serenade. That's from a Harmony 78 wax December 7th, 1929. In that same session, the band recorded a vocal version with Smith Ballou, which was issued on Columbia as by Ben Selvin and his orchestra. We began that Shepherd set with the Southern Serenaders, a Sam Lennon pseudonym, and Shepherd of the Hills, composed by Horatio Nichols. Although Brian Rust's American Dance Band discography lists Arthur Hall as vocalist, it was actually Irving Kaufman who sang the Edgar Leslie lyric around February or March of 1928. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. Last week I played Ain't You Ashamed by the Arcadia Peacock Orchestra of St. Louis, featuring Bob Pope on trumpet. In addition to the Peacocks, Bob Pope also played with D. Ambert Haley's Fairyland Park Orchestra and Ray Stinson's Orchestra, before becoming trumpeter for the Coon Sanders Orchestra in December of 1925 until March of 1932. In late 1935, he put together his own band, recruiting musicians from the Atlanta, Georgia area, including trumpeters Howard Gaffney and Tommy Hatcher, Howard Gibling, trombone, saxophonists Sonny Thorpe, Vic Christensen, J.V. Johnson, and Nolan Canova, Mac McGowan on piano, Fowler Hayes on bass, and drummer Johnny Blowers. The vocalists for the band were Nolan Canova and Dixie Lee Southern. On February 1, 1936, the group left for Charlotte, North Carolina, where they had a contract to play at the Hotel Charlotte, and on the way they played a series of one-nighters. From their base at the Hotel Charlotte, they played all over the Carolinas, Georgia, and Virginia, and had four-week engagements at the Ansley Hotel in Atlanta and the Tutwiler Hotel in Birmingham, Alabama. They also appeared on Charlotte radio station WBT. The band signed a contract with RCA Victor and made 23 sides for Bluebird as Bob Pope and his Hotel Charlotte Orchestra. Bob Pope died while performing in Indianapolis, Indiana, sometime in the 1950s. Here are three of those 23 Bluebird sides by Bob Pope and his Hotel Charlotte Orchestra.
Couldn't afford it, was his best friend. flat and border, border, but the people only motor in Dakota. Chief disorder, didn't order that they motor in Dakota, that a border cannot border in Dakota.
From Bob Pope's third session in Charlotte, North Carolina for Bluebird on June 21, 1936, that was Madhouse. Madhouse was preceded by Bob Pope also providing the vocal on Big Chief DeSoto from that same session. We began our little Bob Pope concert with Saddle Your Blues to a Wild Mustang. The vocalist on that February 16, 1936 recording was Nolan Canova. Last week, August 24th, marked the birth in 1897 in Evansville, Indiana, of composer, lyricist, vocalist, and pianist Fred Rose. He grew up in St. Louis, but by age 15 was playing piano and singing in Chicago clubs. Early in his career, he composed popular songs such as Deep Henderson and Flamin' Mamie, and his first success was with Red Hot Mama, written for Sophie Tucker. He recorded for Brunswick in the late 20s, was with Paul Whiteman's orchestra briefly, and teamed with Elmo Tanner on Chicago radio. He moved to Nashville, where he had a 15-minute radio program called Freddie Rose's Song Shop, but it didn't last long and he moved on to New York. There in the 30s, he met Gene Autry, with whom he collaborated on a number of hits, including Be Honest With Me and Tears on My Pillow. In 1942, he and Grand Ole Opry star Roy Acuff started Acuff Rose, the first music publishing company in Nashville. He died in Nashville on December 1, 1954. Here are four from the pen of Fred Rose.
Thank you. my, do I, honey, honey, gee, I do. And do I need you, oh my, do I, honey, honey, gee, I do. I'm glad that I'm the one who found you. That's why I'm always hanging round you. Do I love you? Oh my, do I? Honey, honey, deed I do.
Thank you.
Harry McDonald's Orchestra and My Pal Jerry, written by Fred Rose. That record just had its 83rd birthday 3 days ago, having been recorded on August 27, 1926. I have no information whatsoever on Harry McDonald, and he doesn't even appear in the American Dance Band discography. Before My Pal Jerry, it was Don't Bring Me Posies, It's Shoesies That I Need. That was Mike Markell and his orchestra from an OK 78, waxed September 4th, 1922, and it was preceded by the Benson Orchestra of Chicago and Forgetful Blues. Forgetful Blues was written by Fred Rose, Fred Hamm, and Henry Winston, and was recorded on November 4th, 1923. We began our little tribute to Fred Rose with Ben Pollock and his Californians, with Ben himself providing the vocal on Deed I Do from December 17th, 1926. Deed I Do was a Fred Rose, Walter Hirsch collaboration. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. Last week, August 26, marked the birth in 1896 of songwriter, composer, and pianist Jesse Greer. He began his career as a relief pianist in a film theater, then served in World War I. After the war, he was a pianist for music publishers, and in 1923 he joined ASCAP. He died October 3, 1970. His musical collaborators included Walter Hirsch, Raymond Clogus, Stanley Adams, and Harold Adamson, and his popular song compositions include Kitty from Kansas City, Climbing Up the Ladder of Love, Just You, Just Me, Did You Mean It, On the Beach with You, Flapperette, Freshie, and these.
Gonna meet the one that I love so. Hey, hey, clear the way. Looks like this is the lucky day. I'm gonna meet my sweetie now. Just can't be annoyed. Am I happy? I'm overjoyed. I'm gonna meet my sweetie now. Oh, what kissing. And oh, what petting. Oh, what loving I will soon be getting. Yay, bo, what a day. Here I go, I can hardly wait. I'm gonna meet my sweetie now. Hey, hey, clear the way. Looks like this is the lucky day. I'm gonna meet my sweetie now. Just can't be annoyed. Am I happy? I'm overjoyed. I'm gonna meet my sweetie now. Oh, what kisses. And oh, what pets. Oh, what love and I will soon be getting. Yay, bo, what a day. Here I go, I can hardly wait. I'm gonna meet my sweetie down. I'll admit that Romeo was a most successful beau when he called on Juliet so fair. But my sweetie, you should see, he don't need no balcony. He can do his loving anywhere. Hey, hey, just got through manicure and a good shampoo. I'm gonna meet my sweetie now. Got a brand new hat, brand new this and a brand new that. I'm gonna meet my sweetie now. When I think of how his arms come stealing, I'm so nervous, girls, you know that little feeling. I'm just nearly wild. Come on, mother, save your child. I'm gonna meet my sweetie now. I'm just
I'm through. Morning, night, and noon, I'm doing my best, building a nest for Mary. Planning on little bungalows where a lot of little roses grow. Morning, night, and noon, I'm doing my best, building a nest for Mary. Someday we rock away our cares in a rocking chair. Wind the clock and tiptoe upstairs. Laying out a little nursery on a blossom on a family tree. Morning, night, and noon, I'm doing my best, building a nest for Mary. Thank you.
why she's cute as she can be.
No wonder everyone in town
loves little Mary Brown, but little Mary Brown loves me.
Began our little tribute to Jesse Greer with Nat Shulkert and the Victor Orchestra with a vocal by Jane Green and I'm Gonna Meet My Sweetie Now from February 18, 1927. Jane Green, without an E on the end, was born Martha Jane Green with an E on the end on January 2, 1897. She appeared in the Ziegfeld Follies and recorded over 30 sides for Pathé and Victor before passing away at just 34 years of age. Next, it was Herman Kennan's Multnomah Hotel Orchestra and Building a Nest for Mary, a Billy Rose and Jesse Greer collaboration recorded by Victor on April 26, 1929. I believe the vocalist was banjoist Ted O'Hara. Building a Nest for Mary was followed by duo pianists Victor Arden and Phil Oman and Ragamuffin from March 26, 1929. We finished up with Ben Selvin and his orchestra featuring a young Benny Goodman with the vocal trio The Rondoliers and Little Mary Brown. That Billy Rose-Jesse Greer collaboration was recorded by Victor on October 16, 1931. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Joe Robichaud.
Thank you. rhythm's coming, rhythm, and we're humming with them. We're in sync with that strange band that he's heard. Ooh, me and you. We soon got a feeling to dance on the ceiling. Can't resist that new switch.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with Joe Robichaud and his New Orleans Rhythm Boys and Why Should I Cry for You from August 25, 1933. Next, it was Red Nichols and his Five Pennies and By the Shalimar, recorded August 27, 1930. We finished up with the Golden Gate Orchestra and Vanityzer from the 7th edition of Earl Carroll's Vanities, which opened August 6, 1928 at the Earl Carroll Theater and ran for 203 performances. That recording is from an unreleased Edison Lateral 78, waxed August 29, 1928, but 8 days earlier, the band had recorded Vanityzer for Columbia, which released it on their Harmony label. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.